The Seward City Council will meet tomorrow to vote on a formal emergency declaration following several days of heavy rainfall and flooding. In the meantime, city and borough crews, along with local contractors, have been working overtime to give all of that rainwater somewhere to go. Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Manager Dan Nelson told the Assembly during a special meeting Wednesday, the problem isn't too much water, it's all the debris the water washes toward Resurrection Bay.
In the Seward area, when we have these high-velocity floodwaters, when we have things coming down from the mountains, that is also carrying gravel and debris. So what that does in Seward is that tends to fill up that existing channel with debris, so we still have a water channel that has to move somewhere.
Excavators and other heavy equipment worked around stream beds to clear out accumulated debris and give the water a more clear path to the bay. The Borough Assembly approved releasing $500,000 in emergency funds to help protect its assets outside the city. In a memo to the borough, Seward's interim city manager Jeff Bridges said their declaration will remain open as the current weather system moves through. Crews have been at work since last Friday. Nearly 5 inches of rain have fallen since Monday, with more expected into the weekend.